Blog Talk Radio. Because of a lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Same God-fearing people believe that if they have enough faith in this word, God, everything will be all right. Regardless to what hardship come their way, they will even blame another word called the devil for what goes wrong in their lives. They do things like if they get laid off from their job somehow, this word God will provide for the family instead of you trying to get another job. Even worse, they will allow a child to remain sick, hoping that the word God would take care of it instead of going to the doctor. And if they do go to a doctor, then he become God and the Savior of the person if they save him, and it never dawned on them that God may have given the doctor the gift of knowledge and the mind to help them of that there is no God as they see it. When talking about a supernatural being, it is referred to as a being that religious describe as infallible, untouchable, unquestionable, with no physical forms or compassion, and with the wave of his hand, things come into existence or they are destroyed. Genesis 1 and 1, Mark 13 and 19, and we're going to do a little Quran study too. The Quran is Surah 2, verse 117. However, according to the holy books of the Jews, Christians, and Muslims, it describes someone, a thing totally different from what the rabbi, especially the preacher, and the imam teaches you about God. And if you ask the Christian, has anybody seen God? They'll say, no. Am I right, Brother Jew, about this? Have you ever did that? If you asked anybody, where is God? You know, these are questions you ask. But all throughout the scriptures, and we're going to go over this. We're going to read the Bible. See, we ain't going to call words reading this comprehension. We're going to see what lie we've been given. And because you didn't read, you believe the lie. And all...
Go ahead, Brother One.
Okay. All through the scriptures, God is depicted as a physical being. This so-called called supernatural being had arms at Isaiah 40:10, 51:5, 51:9, 52:10. He had hands at Deuteronomy 3:24. He had fingers at Psalms 8:3. At the end of them, he had a face at Exodus 33:11, with a mouth to speak at Genesis 3:8. He had lips in Isaiah 30:27. He had eyes at Amos 9:8, 1 Peter 3:12. And I could just go on and on. And then if you ask somebody where God come from, they say they don't know. But if we go to Habakkuk 3:3, it says God, it clearly tell you God came from T-Man. Well, T-Man is in the Caucasus Mountains. That's where God come from. And why God came from T-Man, well, let's look at this word, God. We use etymology with this word. The very word God itself, from the Bible, the word God, according all scholars would boast that the Bible was translated in Greek. They use the word God instead of the word Theo. And it's not like God is a Greek word or even an English word. It's German, like Tyndale. Why did the church have people saying Theo or Eli like Jesus did when he was on the cross in Matthew 27:45 when he said Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? The word God, according to the Masons, is composed of the initiation of three Greek words which celebrate human attributes only. The word God is a Greek, is a Germanic word. No other language has this word in it but Germanic races of people, which we call the white people. which the Bible called these people the devil. I mean, you can't say Magog and Gog was he supposed to be the devil of the Bible. Well, that's white folks. That's a Germanic tribe. We know who they are today. This is what they Bible say. They said it was the truth when they gave it to us, Brother Drew. They say that everything in the Bible is true. Well, the Bible called these people the evil ones. They was an evil race of people, and we find it out in the day. We already know they were. See, the word, when you go into the Masonic teaching of this, the word, the G stands for Goma, which stands for wisdom. The OZ stands for us, which stands for strength. The D stands for Dabah, which stands for beauty. The very word God itself comes from the Bible name of the seventh son, Jacob, and Zipper, called Gad, G-A-D, pronounced G-A-W-D, at Genesis 30 and 11. And from the Gad came God, symbolizing letters of G, which is Gomer, Wizard, Oz, Strength, and Dabah, Beauty, which became G-U-D, G-W-D, G-O-U-D, G-O-O-D, G-O-T in Dutch, G-O-T-T in German, and G-U-D-D in Danish. The root word of Gad in the is the truth, which according to the unabridged dictionary, which a truth is a group of beings. That's what it says. That's what the definition of God. The word God itself is plural. There is no coincidence that the seventh letter of the English letter is a G, which is used by the Masons lodge to represent God. The Master G. Amish is the master architect. Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead. I thought someone had a call, but they hung up.
Also, whenever you use the word God, you're really using the word dog for the dog star Cyrus B. Dog is God. Backwards. Read like they read in the East. They read from right to left. You read from right to left, which is the incorrect way of reading. In ancient times, you were the deities. You read from right to left. That is what your way, the right way, not from left to right, which is part of the spell that the white man done put on you to try to be. This is the only language that's read from left to right is the language of the ancient serpent lodge, which was given to you by the Anglo-Saxons, which is a white boy. Is point blank. The language we're speaking is written by William Shakespeare Tinto. This is where this language comes from. The word God was translated, and this is where you find it in the 1881 Bible. This is what when they put it in there, the Bible that you're reading out of is the 1881 revised version of the Bible. That's what it said. And then you come with attributes of God. See, and what's so killing about it, there is history of 330,000 different gods, as we speak, has been on earth that people worship. Each one of these gods has been a man or a female. Male or female, these gods. And ain't none that has never been that. This, when you start dealing with gods, this gods, and the oldest worship god was Ra. And then in the 18th dynasty, he became Amen Ra, which the people in the church always end with Amen. Well, Amen, go look up go up into Egyptian history, you will see that Amen means hidden God, meaning Amen is the hidden God. So the Masonic picks up and say Amen was hid up in Mecca. And that's the reason that when you come to the Royal Arch degree in the Masonic order, the Bible go out of the lodge and the Quran come in. See, you don't see no cross at no shrine hospital, you see the sign of Muhammad. You don't see that. These people hid this knowledge from you. This is why we have to go into what is known as esoteric knowledge and not exoteric knowledge, because this knowledge was hidden from you. The word God this word got you bamboozled, because ain't no such thing as God. All through the Bible, you read in the book of Jeremiah, you say, why do you say there are gods when there ain't no gods? And this word has got you, you had what is known to the, before white folks came with this word, the ancient said that you had a father. They call it the father. And that father was known as Yah. He wasn't a god. It wasn't nothing that you worship. He had a set of rules and regulations that you govern yourself by, the 12 laws of nature, and you was obedient to that rule, and you lived a long time, and you was a successful person when you followed that rule. You live and obey that with the will of your mind, because that's all you were is mind. And when you have the mind of Yahwehism, then you don't have the mind of these people that worship God, took you out of your content. You believed at one time when you was with Yah that you didn't have to go do no tithing and praying and rushing to church and doing that. You didn't assemble and do all of these things that you do with a God. See, the word God, they just got here. See, the oldest religion in the world is Hinduism. Hinduism has 33,000 different gods. This is where the first Trinity came into existence. And in that Trinity, you see Krishna, which was the black one, and Krishna was translated to Christo, to Krishna, to Christ. So when you say that you are a Christian and you believe that Jesus is the Christ, then you are worshiping Hinduism, which is a form of Zen Buddhism that a man named Apollonius of Tyana, you call him Paul, give you to the church, and your white daddy give it to you when he brought you out of slavery, because he had to give you that. But when you got your doctor's degrees with summa cum laude and magna cum laude, you didn't go check this out, because your book clearly tell you to study to show yourself approved, meaning there was something wrong with what was given to you. All through the Bible, if you could read, preacher, it tells you in Proverbs, limit not your oppressor to choose none of his ways. Don't go in the ways of your oppressors. Don't assimilate into them. Don't believe anything. And most of all, don't worship their gods. These are orders that was given to you if your dark complexion but ever had been into slavery. Well, you're an ex-slave. I know you don't feel like you're an ex-slave, but you're an ex-slave, and the book told you not to go in the ways and worship these gods. The first commandment was, don't have no gods before me. Well, hell, that ain't God talking to God. God is a noun, name of a person, place, or thing. When you say, I believe in God, that's a title. Go look it up in the dictionary. If you think I'm lying to you. So I want to know what's his name, because according to your scriptures, it says, if my people call on me by my name, well, his name ain't God. You're God, according to the Bible. And we're going to go into some of these Bible verses that show you that. But first, we see this Christianity got started at 325 A.D. with the Emperor Constantine, when he called a council to settle a dispute over the Arian views of the Trinity, when Easter should be celebrated, the Shabbat, should it be on Shabbat or should it be first day, and whether Christ was of the same essence as God, and at the time of the Nicene Creed was adopted, which declared God and Christ as God and of the same substance, which said, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things, both visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, only begotten to the Father. Then the second Nicene Council was called by Empress Irene in 787 A.D., where the Nicene Decree was revoked and principal governor of the Vatican of the image was laid down, was the birth of Christianity. At the Nicene Council, Judaism was made into a new group called Christians. King James I used the version of the Bible put forth in 1526 A.D. by William Tilney, who was also named was William Shakespeare Tilney. His middle name was Shakespeare. King James I had Shakespeare copy of the Tyndale version of the Revised version, would put in Old English words like thou, will, bear, hell. It was to appeal to the aristocrat English speaking people that read the Bible, because everybody in England didn't read it. It was for the aristocrat. They put the Bible in Shakespeare English that lost the layman version, and then in 1881 they revised the version and revised it again in 1881 through 1886 and rendered the regular revised standard version, which is the Bible that you follow and base your whole life today, and then go check out the history of it. See, with all the mistranslations and all the errors that it made in there, because then they come through and hoodwink you with this God teaching thing here. So we gonna break down this word God and see where it come from, and then they come through. See, Brother Drew, Jesus was a Jew that practiced Judaism. He wasn't a Christian. See, Christianity wasn't even in existence at that time. Judaism and Christianity is just like night and day, because Christians live up under grace from the law. Judaism, you have to abide by the law. You don't worship on first day, you do it on Shabbat, which ain't no first day. Christians say if you pray over pork, you eat it from the rooter to the shooter. The law saying not to eat anything, break the laws of the beast. They tell you that in the 11th chapter of Leviticus. Don't break the laws of the beast. It clearly tells you this, if you in the ways of Yah. But if you in the ways of the heathens, pagan heathens, and when you go into your dictionary, get you an unabridged etymology Webster dictionary, and go up and look up the word heathen, pagan, and barbarian, and you won't find it'll say Germanic race of people. It won't say an African race of people, an Indian race of people, or no other race of people on this earth will it say. It will say your white daddy, the one that you love so dearly, that got you hoodwinked and cable-toed, that you are a black Gentile, meaning that you're the biggest fool that ever walked on the face of the earth when you say, I'm a black Gentile. He gonna genocide you totally, completely. And that's ridiculous, Brother Drew, that you would go into that. The word Torah means law of teaching. That's what the Torah is. In Hebrew, it's called Bereshit. You know, the first book is Genesis, called Bereshit. This is what got at the Nicene Council, where they hoodwink you, is they said that the Old Testament was, they told you that they didn't tell you that the Old Testament was the Torah. They told you it was the Old Testament. This is where they done fooled you right there. You done got fooled, because, see, you're thinking that you got a Old Testament, and here this book is the Torah. The first book got 50 chapters. It was called Bereshit. You call it Genesis. The second book. Yes, sir.
Okay, I was going to ask you a question. So why did everybody, in the Christian faith pray to Jesus? You know, they say in Jesus' name.
Right. The first thing come out is in Jesus' name. When the disciples asked Jesus in the 6th chapter of Matthew's how to pray, he said, pray. See, and let's go into this. Ask yourself another question. Why did disciples ask Jesus how to pray if they should already know how to pray? It's because in that day and time, Yahweh did not require someone praying. It was strictly obeying. Yahwehism. This is why you know that this is a mistake and this is a lie, because in Yahwehism, nobody prayed. Everybody divined with the epoch. They didn't. They were seals. They tell you that in your Bible. Before there was a prophet, there was a seal. He used the epod, the theorem, and the urim, according to your Bible. That's what it, and they divined with the stones. They didn't pray. So when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, Jesus said, well, if you colored people need to pray, pray one time, one way. Our Father, which art in heaven, I'll be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He told you how to pray. Then if you would look down a little further around about the 27th thing, he told you don't ask for anything. The next thing in the sixth chapter of Matthew's, he told you, don't be like the hypocrites, which was a Gentile standing on street corners in prayer circles praying. So you see, Brother Drew, here's what really happened, see, is that when Jesus, the teaching of Jesus has been so distorted. See, now the real one, he taught something else. I mean, of course, we're going to the Bible and see what did the Bible teach. The Bible taught different from what Christian doctrine came 275 years ago up under the Christian church of angelic gospel epistle teaching of the Western Hemisphere. We're in the Western Hemisphere. This is angelic gospel Christian teaching up under the Nicene Creed, the Tertullian Creed, and the Apostle Creed. Each one of these people up under these creeds say they Christians and they follow Jesus, but each one of them got a different way of following Jesus. I'm saying we're finna break down the lying Christianity. See, if you with the Apostle Creed, that means that you Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian. That you say it's all right if you're a homosexual to be a bishop. They will marry homosexuals. They say it's all right if you're up under the Apostle Creed. They say you don't have to be baptized. You can be sprinkled. That's what they say. You know, they all agree upon this. If you in that church, but the Baptists, which is the Nicene Creed, they disagree with you. They say you got to be down there drowned, ducked in the water three times, held down a long time before you get. They ain't gonna marry homosexuals. You can't be a homosexual. A woman can't even, in the Baptist church, where I teach at over there, you know, in Mount Tabor, can't get in the pulpit. A woman can't get in the pulpit at Mount Tabor. She can get in the podium, but the Baptist church in that covenant, they do not allow women in the pulpit. Women can't be preachers. Methodist church, women can be preachers. Up under the Apostle Creed, any one of those churches. So they disagree on the teaching of Jesus. Jesus' teaching was one way. It wasn't on that. But if you go to Revelation 2, verse 15, you'll see where Jesus, one time in the Bible, Jesus say, I, Jesus, I hate. He say, I hate the teaching of the Nicolaitan doctrine. Well, the Nicolaitan doctrine is these three creeds, these three doctrines that you've been put up under the Western church. These three doctrines is what the book said that he hated. And here you got the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues in this doctrine, because this was your Gentile's religion, which you weren't supposed to be worshiping his God. Now let's look at this, Brother Drew. They say that Jesus was translated out of the word Jesus, I-E-S-U-S, and Jesus was translated out of Jesus, H-E-S-U-S, and Jesus was translated out of Hebrew, Yahshua. Well, Yahshua ways was in the ways of Yah. It wasn't in the ways of a Christian. Now, let's look at something real interesting. When he got up on the cross, he said, I'm in the ways of Abraham. Abraham was 4,000 years when Jesus said that. That was 4,000 years before Jesus came, which was, he can't say he came 2,013 years ago. But when Jesus said, I'm in the ways of Abraham, Abraham was 4,000 years. He said his priesthood was in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek is older than Abraham. He was here before Abraham got here. Melchizedek, because Melchizedek was the last name that they called Shem. So it was Ham, Shem, and Japheth, Noah's son. This is Melchizedek saying the order. This was Yahwehism. He said he was the high priest, and all priesthood and temple worship was did away with. This is why the Jews killed him. They say Jesus did away with temple worship, and he made your body your temple. And to worship the Father in your mind with faith and truth, and to love only the Father. He didn't tell you to love everybody and pray for those who spitefully misuse you. He didn't tell you that. That's what Paul told you when he got to this New Testament. When he died on the cross, Brother Drew, he was of the Nazarene sect. His sign was the fish, was the symbol of a fisher of men who teach them the way, the truth, the light of his Father's kingdom. That's what he said. He had woolly hair, brass feet, amber skin. His teaching was to love your Father, taught only to love the Father and obey the Father's laws. That's what he had. And he had respect for those that was in the ways of Abba and Yah. He told you Abba in the Bible. You only see that word one time, Abba. You only see Yah one time in the Bible. You only see the word Lucifer one time in your Bible. It's the reason why they only put it in that one time, Brother Drew. Now let's look at something very interesting, Brother Drew. When he came out of the tomb after 3 days, and he started walking around on earth as the truth, that's what they say, that's what the Christians say. I know, because see, I spent 21 years in college in theology. I ain't got now a degree, Brother Drew, but I spent that many years in college. But I don't have a degree. All I have is a diploma. But I took 21 years of theology when I was going to college, bouncing in and out of different colleges and learning a whole lot of knowledge. Now, it was a funny thing that when he started walking around on the earth, he didn't have to obey the laws that was told to you never to transgress these laws. You lived up under grace from the law. You had a New Testament. You didn't have an Old Testament. And the New Testament only consists of letters of Paul's teaching and his travels of what he thought that it was supposed to be. Yahshua's teaching was supposed to be, but it wasn't that, because it was false. Because when Simon Mingus got in the church, he'll tell you that in Acts, he brought in the Gnostic teaching, which came into the up under the Gnostic teaching, and Mitra came in, which is the last old Iranian thing that Constantine was the last man, and that's why your Pope represent Mitraism. Everything about the Pope, his hat dress and everything, you go back in the ancient mysteries of Jew. But let's get back to this. When he came down off the cross, Brother Drew, he was a Christian. He was no longer a Jew. He no longer believed in Judaism. He was a Christian that believed in the Apostle Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Tertullian Creed. Three different creeds. That's what governs Christianity as we speak. So he believed in that. His sign was the cross. It was no longer, was he under the sign of the fish, he was up under the sign of the cross. Well, the cross represent suffering and pain, and only a Cushite slave or a worker was crucified on this cross. No Roman citizen could be crucified at that time period, in that time period, could a Roman citizen be crucified? Only a slave or a black person. So,
okay, let me ask you this question, Brother DeWater. So these brothers and sisters who wear crosses on their neck, and they symbolize their life pain?
I ask them when I get in there, I say, you got suffering and pain, and I look at them, and that's what they got. That's an old Ephi God called issue. They got some issues. That's what I tell them, you need to go back to your religion of Ephi and know what the God ISUS is, and maybe you understand the issues that's on you, that's been put on you for you worshiping that white God. But here's something. Let's look at this, Brother Brew. When he came and started walking around, he had blonde hair, blue eyes, and had been transferred into what that day and period in time, if you was transferred white, they call you a leaper in that period in time. He taught out of a New Testament wrote by a Gnostic Jew by the name of Paul, who taught to love everybody, and that God and the Godhead had became three with the Naz teaching only to love the Father and honor everybody else. What's happening? What happened? See, it wasn't no Holy Trinity, because Judaism don't have a Holy Trinity in it. See, yeah, Yahwehism don't have a Holy Trinity in it. And where did that Holy Trinity come from? Well, we got history of how the Holy Trinity got into the church. And one of the biggest bang, Brother Drew, where they hoodwinked you and cable told you is this Holy Trinity. Now, you have to be the biggest fool that ever, common sense. See, Brother Drew, common sense tell you how can three beings be one. It doesn't even make sense. And when they tried to explain it, it didn't make sense. And when they were trying to, St. Augustine, who was a black pope, told them that it didn't make sense, but Arian said it made sense. See, so let's look at that. First, let's define the word Trinity. Trinity means threefold personality existing in one divine being or substance, the union of one God or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three infinite spirit, and the Holy Spirit as three infinite persons. Well, that's a triad. And you see, this says three in one. The Trinity refers to the Christian understanding of God as the unity of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All are equal gods, and so one, each shares in the divine attributes and changeless, yet they are distinguished as the relation of each other and in their role within creation and human life. And definitely, the doctrine of the Trinity is a attempt to bring into expression and divine what God really is, Brother Drew. Well, when you say the Father, that's a being. When you say the Son, that's another being. When you say the Holy Spirit, that's a thing. Now, how can the Father and the Son, Brother Drew, and you a father, a daddy, I like to use the word daddy, because the Father is Yah, that's the only father we have, but you a daddy. How can the daddy of your three children that you got, how can they be the same as you when you was here for them? I mean, common sense would tell you that you can't be like them, or you can't be the same as them. So you can clearly see where when you take these three things and make up any one thing, there would be a trinity. There is no way to have a trinity without first separating each of the three things individually to declare them a trinity. By that I mean you have to first establish that there is a Father, that's one thing, and a Son, that's another thing, and the Holy Ghost is the third thing. In order for these things to be totally mixed and become one thing, they would have to start off equally in rank, quality, space, density, authority, and existence. In admitting that the Son came from the Father, time makes the difference. The Father would have to have been first before the Son, and this would make them unequal and incapable of becoming a balanced triad. That's the third law of nature. No, there is not what is meant when it said that God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. You literally hear God three times and it's compared to the Most High and God, the Father of all, and that of the Son came from the Father. In fact, Jesus said, "Our Father who art in heaven," and the Holy Ghost come from the Father, John 14:26. Jesus, who both had the power of sending Holy Spirit, John 20, but nowhere can you prove that all three are equal. You just can't prove it. And then the Quran picked up the same thing, what makes a difference between, see, even the Quran, to make it different between the Father and the Son, the Quran states in Surah 12, "It is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him that is in a straight path." And we attribute his power to the Father and never think that he had anything great. Jesus came in the name of his Father. He told you he was the Son of Man. He never told you he was the Son of God. He never told you none of this BS teaching that Paul told you. He asked the question, "Who do the people say I am?" And just like all white folks, if you notice their tradition, when they kill you, they model you. They make a God out of you, meaning that they make a God out of you. They make a God or a saint out of you. And look at all the black people that they done killed, that they made a God and a saint out of it. I give you one, Martin Luther King. You made a God and a saint out of him. And you worship him every January the 1st, and the Father told you not to worship our gods. Let the dead be buried. Don't worship the dead. There's no honor in the grave. But you and your simple way, minor way of living of your white daddy, you break the laws. That's why you're having so much trouble and problems as we speak, because you're supposed to be in one way and you in the ways of your oppressor, which is the Anglo-Saxon. And that ain't nothing but the truth, Brother Drew. And when you go study the word God, and these fools are God fools, foaming their mouth. All throughout the Bible, it tells you that God was a physical being. I mean, let's look. God is a man of war. That's Exodus 15:3. You can read this. God has a face, and he does have a face. That's at Psalm 27:28. And God has eyes and eyelashes. That's at Psalm 11:4. God saw the light, and it was good. He got eyes at Genesis 1:14. You see, I mean, and then
right.
Acts 17:30, God winks. God had a nose at Genesis 8:21. He could smell. You see, I mean, who? God is a man. That's what God is. Now, let's go see what this word God, whether you will know what it is, it says some beings, Elohims, came down from the Shamaims and mixed their seed with people of the earth. It tell you that in the sixth chapter of Genesis. It said gods came down, and they mixed their seed with the people in the Caucasus Mountain. This is where the first mixture come, Brother Drew. These gods that came out of the Shamim from a galactic war, according to the history, they mixed their seed with a black race of people that was in the Caucasus Mountain. When they mixed their seed, it took on a transformation after so many years to get what you call now your present-day Germanic race of people, which is a recessive gene, which they used to be a dominant gene. The recessive gene, if we study in biology, we'll go and see what the recessive gene is. I told you this is esoteric knowledge. So when you study biology, you have a dominant gene and a recessive gene. Straight hair, blonde hair, and albino skin is recessive, meaning it didn't come from here. That's a recessive gene. It ain't origin from this. Biology tell you that. Well, when these gods came into existence, it hit in the east, and the people started worshiping these gods for many, many centuries in the east. But, Brother Drew, guess what?
What's that?
God came from the east to the west. That's what they'll tell you. The Masons say, how you traveling from east to the west? Why you traveling from east to the west? God came from the east to the west. That's how he traveled. It was the people over here in this land, we call it a Pharaoh, you know it as America, as we call it today. We believed in Yah. We call this Yah land. We call this place a Pharaoh. We call it Earth, the land of Yah. And we did a dance called Hey Ya, Hey Ya, Hey Ya, Hey Ya. Old white folks got scared of that dance. It was called a rain dance and the ghost dance and all of this stuff. And they forbidded the tribes for doing it, but they still did the ghost dance and still called on Yah, the Great Spirit. But they was cursed, they said, because Yah had cursed them of what the Aztec and the Maya did by letting these conquistadors come in. But the reason they let the conquistadors come in, these white albinos, Brother Drew, is because we was visited over here in the West by some beings from outer space. How we know that? We go into the history of the Aztec and the Maya. They said that these space beings came to them. Now, let's go into their god, Kukulkan, or Kosaquilinden, or Kukulinden is his name. They depicted him as a reptilian, as a man that was white. Well, that's why Montezuma, it was wrote in their history in Wampum Belt, that he let these conquistadors live. So we were visited by these space aliens here in the Western Hemisphere. And also, if you take the word can, that means God in Greek. It was the can gods. When you start studying all the gods, you see the can gods, which is the people believed in the can gods. They was called the axe culture, the Thunderbird over here, Thunderbird culture over here, which had the totem poles and all of that, all the indigenous people. This is where you know where the influence of this god, these space aliens that had came out of the Shamim, you can see in the history of these people where they've been visited by these people, and that's why the Aztec and the Maya, these people completely destroyed themselves when they started worshiping these gods, because these gods required blood sacrifice. If you notice that all the gods require blood sacrifice in the Christian
right.
church, you do it symbolically in the Christian church. They believed in sacrifice, human sacrifice, and they also believed in eat in the flesh, cannibalism. That's why every first Sunday you drink the blood of Jesus and you eat his body. So you eat, when you eat his body, you're a cannibal. When you drink
right.
his blood, still a cannibal. And see, that
we have a caller coming in too, Brother DeWatt.
All right.
Okay, and also on the, you know, I know also it was some hieroglyphs of spaceships in the Egyptian tombs also. Okay, let's
all
take
right,
this caller.
All right, yeah, the Hopi Indians. You got the Hopi Indians here. You got the Mayas, the Aztec, the Hopi. You got all the, you got all of this proof. You can go down in Peru. You got all of this proof of these aliens that once came here. You got them in the Bible. You got them in the book of Ezekiel. Saw the wheel up in the chariot. Well, that's a chariot in that day and time is a rocket in this day and time. If you see it in the sky, it ain't nothing but a rocket, a spaceship or something, you know, a flying object, a plane, what he saw the big wheel turning in the sky. And see, when you start talking about blood sacrifices, see, in the ancient time, Brother Drew, everybody knowed who was going to be sacrificed. They knew that. In the modern day time, when you go all of these ancient pagan blood feast holidays that you worship, well, all of these ain't nothing but old gods that you worshiping, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, all your holidays, Brother Drew, there's a sacrifice because somebody going to get killed on a holiday, but the only thing
right.
that in the ancient time, everybody knew who was going to get killed in the arena and sacrifice to the gods on the god's birthday. But now we have to wait the Monday morning after the 4th of July, after Christmas and New Year's and Memorial Day. You have to wait the 4th of July, that Monday, to see who died, how many people died celebrating
right.
this holiday. So you're still sacrificing, you see, but you don't understand how you sacrifice. And it's one thing about in today's time, you don't know who the hell going to die. That's
okay.
what I find very interesting. But in the
all
ancient
right.
days, you did know. Okay.
Right.
This
got caller.
Call
from me for that 317 area code. 453, y'all.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Sloan?
Hey,
Sloan,
I'm going out. Yeah, I was hearing what the elder was saying. What you're saying is definitely right. You know, one thing that I come to, you know, the Christians about is Matthew 23, verse 9, you know, where their so-called Jesus be like, he said that call no man on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And people seem, like these people seem to want to worship something that was created by the Roman Greco society to basically defame, demoralize us and, you know, bring low self-esteem to us
right.
by making us think that they are the chosen people and they are you know, ones that are the saviors of the world. And then another one was where, a lot of these people, these Christian people believe that, if we pray over our food, if we pray over, whatever food, it'd be blessed. But, Leviticus, Hebrew name Waikra, it says in Leviticus 11:7 that you're not supposed to touch the damn pork, nor even eat it, because there's a lot of stuff inside the pig that is not right, you know. And the reason why the Creator, Yah, didn't want us to even touch it nor eat it is because there's a lot of things in there that inside the pig that's not right. And on top of that, He only created the pig for one use, you know, and that was to be garbage disposals upon the earth. And I did my studies. I did a little extensive study on this pork, man. It got like over 100,000 different type of microorganisms living in it. And if people knew the diseases and the body failures and that comes along with eating this
and they love pig feet. And all of those organisms is in that pig feet, most of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But you see, and young brother, when you're reading, that was a law, see. And if you go and read all the 11th chapter of Leviticus, when you get that close to the end, it says that you were never supposed to break the law of the beast. If you did break the law of the beast, you become beasts of the field. Well, then that's the reason you see so many Christians walking around looking like Piggly Wiggly from Hoggly Woggly. And my question to any Christian, you take that pork chop and put it in a sealed glass, tight container that you done froze, and in 14 days that worm is coming out. That same trichinosis worm will go through your system. It's clog up your capillaries because it ain't no bigger than your capillaries, and you know how big your capillaries. That's how tiny this microscopic organ is. It clogs up your capillaries and stuff, cause you with type 2 diabetes and heart trouble. So breaking the law, you break the law, called the white man said. When Paul said that the Gentile could eat pork, he didn't say you could eat pork, but because ignorant Christian think he can. Like I say, Brother Drew, it is no ifs and ands and buts about it. The most illiterate people that you can find in the black race of people is the people that call themselves Christians. That's Democrats and Republicans. And you don't find this in the Nation of Islam or the Hebrew Israelite Jew or the 5%ers. These people got dietary laws that they live by. Their children don't even look like the Christian children. Christianity, look what Christianity has did to the black race of people as we speak. The ones that call themselves African American. Look at your stats from you come in 1870 up to 64 until you became all of this Holy Ghost preaching mega church crazy preaching style that you do now. It's ridiculous.
All right.
You need
another caller coming in too, Brother Dawah.
All right.
Another caller coming in, Brother Dawah. Let's take this
okay.
call coming out of 972 area code 841-0. 972-841-0. Your phone might be on mute.
What'd you say?
No, 972, maybe I'll come back to him.
Okay, and so we can see in one of the biggest hoodwink that this white boy came up with, the hoodwink and caper toe or African American, is the big G and the little G. And because you don't understand in this language and where it comes from, you don't understand big G and little G. I don't care if you put a big G or a little G, it doesn't change the spelling or the meaning of a word. If you put little R-O-S-E, and big R-O-S-E, do that change the roles? If you put big G-O-D and little G-O-D, do that change God? Because, see, there are many gods. And then when we start with this God thing in the Bible, let's look at something. They say that the creator was the big G. That's all capitals. That's God. All capitals. And when I go read in Genesis, it said in the beginning God created heaven and earth. That's not in all capitals. That's in capital G-O-D. That's different. That means something different in this. There's a difference when the word God is spelled with a capital G. You see, in Genesis 1:1, you see God with only the first letter capitalized, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Why isn't it capital G-O-O-D who created the heaven and the earth if that's supposed to be the big God? So, according to the scripture, the big God didn't create heaven and earth. You see how confusing it is? And see, because you didn't read and don't understand this, see, capital letters indicate important words, quotations, other words, the beginning of sentences, and titles. That's what top of the words, Bruce. And instead of being the big G, you got A. A mean one. And then you got B. B, Lord God, with all capital letters in Psalms 148 per book. But then you turn around the same right, and you got the little G. So how in the hell can you read this book when you don't understand this and what language you're speaking in? Because, see, you say this was translated out of Hebrew. This wasn't translated out of Hebrew. This was translated out of the same applies to the word Lord. See, and you got to know when they took Yah out of the manuscript and put Lord and God in there to fool you. But they had to put Lord and God in there because they didn't have nobody that understood that was supposed to be Yah. They didn't understand the language. These white folks still can't speak Hebrew. They scholars can't speak Hebrew. They can't understand it. How you know here? They didn't translate the stuff right. You ought to know by now. White folks couldn't read. They give you a book that called them the devil. And if they don't know where to call them the devil, tell them to get in touch with me. I'll read it to them, the great book called them the devil. So the Bible called them the devil. The Quran called them the devil. I don't have to. The Muslims got the sir called a cave. You need to go up there and read that, Brother Bruce. Very interesting reading. What the Muslims say about Yaku. See, so you have to understand that these words Lord and God tricked you because ain't no what word in Hebrew stands for Lord and God? It ain't now. So this word Lord and God came out of a nation of people looking for a religion, which what the white man was doing, because he didn't have no belief in religion. He didn't have none of that. So he was looking and borrowing this from the ancient people. So we can clearly see that. And then you got all of these ignorant black folks. Tomorrow they'll be going to church hollering, I'm a black Gentile. I'm a black Christian. If Jesus is saving you, is your Lord and Savior, you please tell me. I know you got to pray about it before you can tell me. What is he saving you from and what is he lording you from? Because your nation of people, as we speak right now, got some hell of a stats that you used to didn't have. And it was a funny thing, Brother Drew, I say it all the time in class, but when black folks believed that Jesus was a white man, they did good. They thrived. They history, they thrived. But the minute they made a graven image of Jesus in 1970, they made a graven image and up jumped the devil with the wooden shovel. Somebody told a black man that Jesus was black, but then, yes, he's black, but you wasn't supposed to make a graven image of him. And now you got a graven image of black Jesus all over your churches and everywhere. And if you trace the history from 1970, when you put this madness off into your church, you'll see how you start going downhill as a nation of people because you broke the first commandment. You put the Isle of God in there. But the white boy put white Jesus in there. None of this was going on because your history was better. Looked like somebody was with you until you did this. Now you got Mexican Jesus, Asian Jesus. I seen a Korean Jesus the other day in a shop. I was in a Korean shop, had Jesus with slant eyes.
let me cut in and say this, you know, this Trayvon Martin case. One thing his dad, Trayvon Martin dad, said he came out and did an interview, said he had full faith in the justice system. Well, we can announce it right now that they let George Zimmerman go. And that's one thing about these Christians. They got full faith even when their children get slaughtered and killed. They still have full faith in the white man. I just wanted to make that announcement, Brother Watt.
Well, Brother Drew, my question to this clown named Jeremiah Wright when he was at St. Luke Church Thursday night, I asked him this question. I asked him certain questions. He didn't want to answer me. They're like, you know, they scared of me. I don't care what, how many. He got four doctor's degrees. That's what Willis Johnson said. Yeah, I told him he had four doctor's degrees in exoteric knowledge. That's, he teaching what a fool would teach, because esoteric knowledge you don't know nothing about. Because he said he didn't know nothing about what I was talking about, that there was some pre-Adamites and Adamites. Hell, it was some the Adamites is a tribe of people, and the pre-Adamites was here before the Adamites was here. It was a black nation of people, and he's stuck in Africa. I asked him what was that country called before it was called Africa? What did the people call that land at first? He couldn't tell me. So he want to dust me off. But that's what's wrong. Ask yourself this question, Brother Drew. Where is your place in this government system? And maybe next week we'll do a deal on systems so you'll understand your place in American system. You have been taught that you are an American citizen and you get justice. That is a damn lie. You are up under a different justice system. White man make the laws and he gonna go exactly by the law. If Trayvon Martin would have killed Zimmerman, he would have got off. It just so happened that Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. He was supposed to get off according to the law that the white man has put in the state of Florida. When they was deliberating, I told them this last week, 2 weeks ago when we went on Karen's radio, I told them that the judge done told the jury that you got to do this case according to the law, not how you feel, not by
right.
No moral law.
No Christian law. That's Christian law as
right.
I feel.
You're right. And not by no moral laws, but what us white folks, we the people, have said the law is, judging this case. And that's the law. And this should have a very impact on you. My grandmother always told me, if you ain't one, don't dress and act like one. If you ain't a damn hoodlum, if you ain't a hoe, if you ain't a bitch and a dog and a fool, then don't dress and don't act like one. Because if you dress and act like one, you are subject to get your black ass killed. Point blank. What part of that you don't understand is how ignorant that you have become, thinking that white man has accepted you as his equal. He ain't. You are in a place up under a caste system in America. You had to know your place in America. Elijah Muhammad told you back in the 30s, come out of her, my people. That's what Elijah Muhammad said. Come out of her, my people. Now, you stayed in her. Elijah Muhammad said you would perish in her. Well, hell, the same. Everybody thought he was a damn fool when he said that. Well, in the United States, you could have done just like the Amish did. You could have been a nation within a nation, and you couldn't get no government assistance, nothing from the government. You had to do it on your own, but you chose to make the white man more powerful and more powerful and more powerful till now you got no power. He done wrote you off. You a void. You are asset if you are African-American to the United States government. You are a asset. You ain't going to get no justice, and ain't no justice for you until you come out of her. You can easily become a nation of your own in here. You got trades, you got all this stuff, but you want to sit on your dark complexion tutor, pray to Jesus to help you, and pray to Jesus is this, and Jesus is going to find a way in this. That's the biggest fool that you ever can see. That's why I say that Christianity and the African America, those are the, when you run into one, you run into the biggest fool that has no knowledge, brain dead. If I talk to a Hebrew Israelite, if I talk to a black Muslim, I'm talking to people that has knowledge, maybe not traveled that far, but has knowledge that they are out of the white man's world. They ain't got their head and their tongue up his butt. Now, those are facts.
Right.
This ain't no fiction. This is facts. Where is your place in America? You used to be a second-class citizen. In 1970, they brought the boat people over here, and they became second-class citizens, and they took all your damn malls. You go up there, Redbird, and hell, any city you go, you see what used to be the black malls and the black this and the black that. Hell, you ain't got it no more. And then in 1980, the Mexicans swam across the Rio Grande and came in here, and because you didn't want to build no more, you didn't want to do no jobs and work no more, because you say that you wanted to be treated equal. You wanted to sit in the office of some white boy and told you equal with him, and you believe that shit. Just like I told my son, you got a white partner that's your tight partner. His dad is rich. He your partner through high school, but when he come out of college, and he got a place for him. He's a business executive. You got to go work for him because you won't go create a job or something. When you come out and get a doctor's degree, you come out saying, I'm going to work for the white man. You don't come back talking about you going to establish your business. You're going to work for the white man. Get me a better paying job. He make millions of dollars off of you while you sitting there got exoteric knowledge to serve him better. So the Mexican came over here and took all of your places up, and here you are now. Well, the white man, he catered to the Mexican. Your dark complexion butt got to be bilingual. Your children got to learn Mexican before they can get a job right now. And see, then you became what that moved you down to, fourth-class citizen. Because Mexican's number two, Asian's number three, you number four, and still dropping. Look at your stats. You got the worst. If you check the stats, who got the most people in jail? Who got this and that? If I check the stats from 12 years old to 45 years old of African American, boy, I got everything. You got more AIDS than anybody, unwedded mother. You got people in the penitentiary. Well, then if I go back to the 50s, you ain't got none of this. You what? Look on TV. Look on TV at Martin Luther King March. You see any obese people there? You see the black folks, you see crowds of black folks, them teenage people are lean, trim, athletic looking. Look at the teenager now. He look like roly-poly, tickle my holy, up the slimy slew. And you're a Christian. And man, Christianity, I don't know, but anybody that in this day and period of time believe in Christianity, it's got to be a very illiterate person. And I don't have no problem with telling them that. And I don't care if he preaches or what. you know me, Brother Drew. But see,
right.
These are the things that you have to know for a fact. These are facts. You do not hold any position in America. Who are you? What makes you think that these people need you? They don't need you. They don't need you anymore. You need them. You got to cater to them. The best thing that you can do is start you a nation of people and do like the Amish did. Elijah Muhammad showed you the way, but you said he was a damn fool. But there's one thing about Elijah Muhammad. I'm not a Muslim. I was with the Muslim when I was studying. Studied everything, Brother Drew. You know that. A lot of things Elijah Muhammad said that you thought he was a damn fool. Well, hell, it's coming true right now. The Fall of America. He made a tape called The Fall of America. He wrote a book, How to Eat to Live. All of that shit that he told you, well, hell, it's coming true right now. And you said
right.
It was bullshit.
That's
you said
that's
it was
right.
Bullshit. And these are facts. You can see this now. And this.
And you know what else, Brother DeWatt? The people that's going to be the most outraged about this whole case situation is going to be Christians.
Wait,
because
wait,
anybody
wait,
else knows. Been
wait
reading
a minute.
The time.
Let me tell you something. He ain't going to be outraged but for 2 seconds. Because, see, if you start something, you ain't got no army or military. They want you to start something. So they can call martial law. They call martial law. You see what they do. They shut you completely down. Right now, Brother Drew, here in Dallas, they can shut the freeway down in less than 10 minutes. These policemen can hit this freeway and shut every freeway exit down in less than 10 minutes. They drill on this, man. That's in every city. The freeways and the interstate is so designed that if they wanted completely military shutdown in every city, they could shut it down. They can
right.
shut
yeah.
it down. If you can, and they are have constructed the freeways now where they can roll tanks and shit across the freeways.
Right. Okay, we got another caller coming in too, Brother DeWatt.
All right.
Let's take this caller coming in from the 757 area code 652. You on?
Yes, Steve. You're talking to Empress Casiva.
Hey, Empress, what you'd like to add to the top?
I would like to add to the top. I got on the show last night. When you got, all I want to say is, when you got a white Mason and then you got a black Mason, you know who's going to win between the white Mason and the black Mason.
All right, so you predicting who's going to win? I mean, you saying the white Mason going to win?
He won because that man's daddy was a Mason, and the boy that got killed, daddy, was a black Mason, and the other man's
okay.
daddy was a white Mason.
Okay, I didn't know what, I didn't know you were talking, you were making a reference of.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so, and you know, the white Masons do not mingle with the black Masons. Period.
They classify you as clandestine. They integrated
right,
now.
But
they,
I have went.
They integrated. They've integrated. The Scottish Rite have integrated, and Prince Hall. They've integrated now. I play music. We play for most of the things. I was a Mason for a long time. To my daddy said in 1972 he wasn't playing no more release because these Negroes. Without nothing but money, was about nothing but money. You can buy your 30 seconds. You got $3,000 or $4,000. You can buy your 30. You won't learn anything, but you can become. You can buy into prestige, so you can say that I'm a 32nd degree Shriner Mason and stuff. If you are a black Mason, you don't even have half the knowledge that's in the Masonic order because. You Scottish Rite or three letter, you have to travel with the Rosicrucians and I just was lucky. My great great grandfather was a Jew, so I was raised by him. He played a great part in my raising. So if you ain't studied with the Jews, and this knowledge that I know come through word of mouth, it didn't come. It ain't wrote down in a book. It's handed down through you through word of mouth. See, the Masonic knowledge that I know was handed down to me by a man that lived to be 120 years old, born in 1850, died in 1960 when I'm a freshman in high school. My daddy was a Mason. My uncle had the second lodge here. Lodge number two is in Crockett, Texas. Lodge number one is in Alto, Texas. And they established that lodge in Crockett, Texas. My family did, my great-great-grandpa and some cousins. Establish that Lord. So order that teaching. I got different teaching. Big Mama and both my grandmothers was Eastern Stars, but they had different teaching because this teaching was handed down through the tribe, other people. I got this knowledge, and plus the other old men in my hometown that liked me told me the knowledge. I was learned by Mr. Hugh Russell, man in Palestine. When I moved to Palestine and started managing Al Gore, I got real tight with him. He was about 90-something years old. He told me a lot of stuff, the secrets of the Lord. So I'm quite aware of the Lord, and everything in America is Masonic. And that's when you understand the Great Seal of the United States, that's Masonic. But they don't teach what the Great Seal of the United States is. You don't have it in no history book. You don't have it in no classroom. Look like that they would explain what the Great Seal of the United States was if it wasn't a secret. It's a secret what the Great Seal is. You have to be a Mason to break down that Great Seal. I mean, even the dollar bill, it's got all kinds of signs, symbols, and numbers on it that you have to know. This is why I'm teaching esoteric knowledge instead of exoteric knowledge. Esoteric knowledge is only for initiate unknown, and it's no laws that I haven't been through or entertained, from the 5-step initiate, 6-step, 7-step, 9-step, 12-step initiate. So I've been initiated in all of these, also in the E5, hoodoo and voodoo, all of those knowledges. I have entertained them, Brother Drew. You know that. I've studied with the people that know that. For many years I've studied, and I've come to this conclusion. This is why I'm sharing knowledge with you. You don't have to believe nothing. I say, go do the research. And you was putting up under a system. And what system we are? We believe that we up under a Democrat form of government. And you got black, every black person you see is Democrats. Well, it used to be black folks was Republicans, but every black folks you see is a Democrat. This is not a democratic form of government, Brother Drew. A democratic form of government has a parliamentary, has a parliamentary, and is a monarchy form of government. They have the House of Commons and the House of Lords. This is a Republican form of government. A Republican form of government has senators and representatives and a president. A different form of government. And you can't have two governments in a nation. That's what the damn fight was about with the Civil War. You can't have both of those governments, but when the Civil War was over, they let the Democrats stay in here. Now the Democrat Party has taken control over the Republican, and that's when they finna fight another damn war, the white folks is amongst themselves. And this is what the Tea Party is about, and all the confusion that you Negroes don't, you African Americans don't understand what your white dad is fighting on, and you off in the day fighting don't understand a damn thing about what's going on here, because this is not a democratic nation of people. If you want a democratic form of government, you go to Great Britain. They got a democratic form of government. This is not a democratic form of government. This is a Republican form of government. And, brother, it's going to stay a Republican form of government, and a Democrat form of government is finna go away, finna disappear out of America. In less than 10 years from now, you won't be but one party, and that's a Republican form of government, because when they had you the Democratic Party down, they should have destroyed them at first. But most of the people, Brother Drew, that was loyal to Great Britain and the Democratic form of government was in the South. See, trace that Revolutionary War or Cornwall. He went to the South. He went to the South. The people in the South was with Great Britain and fighting the war. When you trace that history, that they got it on TV. See, so all your Southerners that were loyal to Great Britain, which was called the Loyalists, they lived in the South. Well, that's what you're dealing with now. They wanted slavery. And see, what the black man, he's a Democrat. In all these years, you put Strong Thurmond and Dukes in, David Dukes in, and all that, because here you go with your dark complexion self to the polls and vote straight Democratic ticket. All the damn Ku Klux was a Democrat. And a damn Ku Klux that wasn't a Democrat was a governor. And you with your dark complexion self, you the one that put him in now voting straight ticket because you was too ignorant to understand what voting was because you didn't go check it out. And here you got a doctor's degree in fool's knowledge with a summa cum laude, a magna cum laude, and a cum laude, the laude boys. you the big. I mean, it's just amazing when you sit back and look at a person that called himself a Christian, that's an African American, that's black and proud, and a Democrat. That's one of the biggest fools in the world. All Republican is either one of them. Whichever one you are, you a fool.
Okay, brother, while we done got down to the last 5 minutes, you have a topic in mind for next week?
Next week, let's go and deal with systems. Since we understand God and this tribe, let's deal with government systems. Since y'all don't understand and y'all all upset about the Trayvon, well, let's go into the government system and see what your place is. And the best way to go into that system, we'll call this next lecture protocol, which means order. The word protocol means order, and I also on the protocol of the learned signs of elders, we'll go through that and what protocol is the United States government is up under. Maybe help you understand to know who we the people is and who you people are. But it's funny thing, colored folks know who you people were, but these African Americans as Christians, as prim and proper, Brother Drew, they don't know who you people is.
Right.
But I bet you with this Zimmerman case, I bet you they'll find out who you people are. They know who you people
you
is now. Well, all right, Brother Drew,
you.
I enjoyed it as always, and I say Shema Yahavadah, Yahavanya, Kamariyah.
All right, everybody, we'll be doing a case about Zimmerman. We'll do a case for the ones who don't want to speak out their piece, and we'll try to do that. We'll probably do a little case tomorrow on that. So I give everybody the information. Stay tuned. We'll do that on the New Black Liberation Militia radio show. We thank everybody for coming out.
Going back home one day. have spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquity, for thou art a holy people unto Yah, thy Elohim. Yah, thy Elohim, have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. I am a Hebrew, 100% Hebrew. Hallelujah.